Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из следующего списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. It's large and spacious. There's a whiteboard, desks, and a teacher's table. But the most interesting feature is the special graffiti wall. We can write all kinds of questions on the material we're studying at the moment. For example, if you don't understand something, you can write your question on the wall and another student or teacher writes the answer. Speaker B.
I'm always glad to come to this room sometime before the lesson and study the maps on the walls and samples of stones and rocks on the shelves. Yes, I find geography very interesting, and it's not a problem for me to spend hours writing out facts about famous travellers and their discoveries. My favourite classroom activity is studying and completing maps.
Speaker C. My grade for the maths test was unusually high, but I'm not happy about it at all. My friend Tracy isn't talking to me because of it. The thing is that in the exam room, I sat next to Tracy and she's sure I copied the answers from her paper. That's not true, but she doesn't believe me. She thinks I cheated and she hates any dishonesty. Speaker D.
I study in a large and modern school with well-equipped classrooms, a good gym and a swimming pool. The latter are very important for me because I use them practically every day. When the lessons are over, my friend and I go to the gym to exercise or to play volleyball. Twice a week, I have a swimming class and my friend does all kinds of experiments in the school chemistry laboratory.
Speaker E. Students' performance depends a lot on their ability to research and look for information by themselves. On the shelves, the books are arranged in alphabetical order. To find the book, you need to know the author. There's also an electronic catalogue and access to the internet resources. Just type in the keyword to find whatever you want. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A. It's large and spacious. There's a whiteboard, desks, and a teacher's table. But the most interesting feature is the special graffiti wall. We can write all kinds of questions on the material we're studying at the moment. For example, if you don't understand something, You can write your question on the wall and another student or teacher writes the answer. Speaker B.
I'm always glad to come to this room sometime before the lesson and study the maps on the walls and samples of stones and rocks on the shelves. Yes, I find geography very interesting, and it's not a problem for me to spend hours writing out facts about famous travellers and their discoveries. My favourite classroom activity is studying and completing maps.
Speaker C. My grade for the maths test was unusually high, but I'm not happy about it at all. My friend Tracy isn't talking to me because of it. The thing is that in the exam room, I sat next to Tracy and she's sure I copied the answers from her paper. That's not true, but she doesn't believe me. She thinks I cheated and she hates any dishonesty. Speaker D.
I study in a large and modern school with well-equipped classrooms, a good gym and a swimming pool. The latter are very important for me because I use them practically every day. When the lessons are over, my friend and I go to the gym to exercise or to play volleyball. Twice a week, I have a swimming class and my friend does all kinds of experiments in the school chemistry laboratory.
Speaker E. Students' performance depends a lot on their ability to research and look for information by themselves. On the shelves, the books are arranged in alphabetical order. To find the book, you need to know the author. There's also an electronic catalogue and access to the internet resources. Just type in the keyword to find whatever you want. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.